the symptoms you were experiencing, just to review, are fatigue, the chronic muscle achiness and tingling, and the frustration of basically seeing the quality of your life slowly slip away. I mean, that wouldn't be is that right?
That's real accurate. Yeah.
So what results so far? Just for those who may just have tuned in.
Well, like I said, the achiness started diminishing right away, and I really, you know, I'd kind of adjusted my life to it, so it took a couple of weeks before I realized, you know, I'm not as feeling as achy anymore. And now I really, I don't have that issue in the morning or waking up and taking, you know, 15 minutes to get out of bed.
Right.
Whatever, so.
Right. What were the other adjustments? I'm just curious.
Adjustments to...
Well, you said that you had to make adjustments.
Oh, just, I guess, just having the kind of achiness and whatnot, I expected to, after I'd been sitting for, 10 minutes, I expected that it'd take about 20 steps before I could get my hip going.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right. Right.
And it took a couple of weeks before I realized that wasn't as much of an issue anymore. And so it's that's much better. I really don't have the same achiness all the time that I did. After a strenuous workout, I do, but that's not an issue anymore. And
what about your energy?
I have much more energy for a more extended period now, and so I'm liking that. And I also noticed a couple of weeks back, I realized that I always have a bottle of Tums handy, and I noticed that I hadn't been in that for
no more acid stomach or digestive upset, right?
Right.
And you didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I call the dimmer switch syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Right? You're the quality of your life just sort of just slips away.
Yeah.
And this whole muscle achiness or joint achiness would ultimately by a practitioner, a Western medical or otherwise, be labeled arthritis. And now you know what the source of arthritis is, isn't it?
Well, for me, yes.
Yeah, well, it is for everybody. It's a nutritional problem. So, yeah. The one question, the other question I wanted to ask you was, I do these health seminars, and I know you've been to one, haven't you?
Yes.
What would you say to folks out there who were on the fence or just waiting, should I, shouldn't I? What would you say to them about the talks or the benefit of it or whatnot?
Well, it's an easy way to go access more information and to to add to your motivation to actually do something for yourself, and it's just a couple of hours to look things over a little more closely and realize that it really does offer a good answer to the issue.
Health. So are your efforts proving worthwhile toward achieving the results you had hoped you could achieve?
Yes, absolutely.
And finally, what would you recommend, to others who are looking to, solve their health concerns and are concerned about, medications or surgeries or those types of things or just want to change the quality of their life? I mean, what would you say?
Well, I would say that, for whatever reason, and there are a lot of reasons that nutrition response testing actually does give the information that they need. They should go and, you know, just find out more about it. At least go to the seminar and actually look at the person that's offering this really miracle. It's so easy. It's just why would someone not do it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Guy, thank you so much for doing this. I, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. And it really makes a big difference to me to have the people I work with, the people I'm spending my life with, sort of helping them restore their health, taking back control, as I often say, of the quality of their lives. And you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I definitely would. And, thank you very much.
Yeah, and I wish us both the better health and the best in the new year. And thanks again for spending this time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
All right, great.